Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ray, Steelers-Browns week. As I wrote today, this is always a much bigger game for Cleveland than it is for the Steelers, because Cleveland is eternally searching for validation and to become the Steelers. Would you agree with that, other than the fact that it's an AFC North game for the Steelers, that this is a much bigger deal for the Browns than it is for the Steelers?
Yeah, absolutely, and especially since the Browns were reborn in 99, they haven't had much success, just the one playoff appearance in 2002, so... Yeah, I mean, anytime you can knock off the Steelers, it's kind of like their Super Bowl. And I think you saw that this week, Paul. The Browns are talking about this game, and it's important. And if you listen to the Steelers, it's an important game, but it's only because it's the next game. So, I think it's just the way it is with, the Browns going away for a while and coming back and not really having a lot of success. Until they have success, until they get some playoff appearances under their belt, I think it's going to, continue to be this way.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing about it, and I've referred to them as an expansion team a few times, and I know that's probably a little bit rough, but Ray, if you think about it, they really are an expansion team, and if I'm not mistaken, the Panthers and the Jaguars are both older technically than they are, right?
Yeah, because the Panthers and Jaguars were both mid-90s. I don't think the Browns came back until the late 90s. So, you look at the playoff success of those two teams, Paul. Yeah, the Panthers have been to a Super Bowl. They've been to the playoffs on a relatively consistent basis. The Jaguars, back when they had Fred Taylor, they were a really good team. Back in those AFC Central days with the Steelers and Titans, they had some good teams. Not so much recently, but yeah, when you look at the most recent expansion teams, the Browns are by far the worst. I don't know how they've managed to screw it up for so long, but hey, maybe this year they're finally on the verge of getting it right. They're 4-1. I know the caliber of competition hasn't been great since the Ravens game, but you could probably say the same thing about the Steelers too. That's why it's such a big game on Sunday afternoon in Lions Field.
Right. I could make the case that their resume, so to speak, is a little more impressive than the Steelers, because the Colts and the Cowboys are probably better than anybody the Steelers have beaten. But I mean, at this point, who really cares about that kind of thing?
Yeah, and listen, the Cowboys are, I mean, they're a sieve defensively, but they are, a better offensive football team than I think anyone the Steelers have faced. Yeah, you're probably right. I tend to think by the end of the year, Paul, the Texans will be halfway decent. The Broncos might be halfway decent, but yeah, I mean, the Steelers, they've beaten who's been in front of them, but I don't know if any of those teams are going to make the playoffs either.
I look at the Browns, and the strength of the Browns is, that running game. And also, the running game enables them to sort of minimize the damage that Baker Mayfield does by, having him throw less, and that means less mistakes. Is that really a formula for the Steelers to beat the Browns, is to basically take away that run game and make Baker Mayfield throw the ball a bunch?
Absolutely, Paul. I wrote about that the other day. When they got behind against the Ravens, I think Mayfield had to throw it 39 times. And when they've been ahead in these games, and that's been the secret to their success, they jump on teams early. They're actually a really good first-half team. The average 19 points in the first halves of these games, which leads the NFL. I mean, they're really, really good at jumping on teams. And then they just sort of wear teams down. You know, when Nick Chubb was healthy, it was Nick Chubb. Now it's Kareem Hunt. It's this D'Ernest Johnson guy. And they just sort of run the clock, and they control the game that way. So that's what they do. And I think they average about 36 rush attempts per game here in their last four victories. So that's been their formula. I think if the Steelers want to win this game, they got to shut them down early. The defense has to come ready to play. In the offense, you know, it's been better, Paul. They scored 38 last week against the Eagles, but you don't want to get off to another slow start. It would be nice if the Steelers had scored a touchdown or two early, maybe get on top of the Browns and maybe get them out of character a little bit, because I think they're just so, so good playing with the lead. You kind of want to take that away from them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing, is if they're able to run the ball downhill, it becomes a completely different game. Now, the Steelers have a couple of key injuries, Ray, and I'm not saying that that's going to be the difference between winning and losing, but I do think that, you know, it's not something that you can ignore either.
No, listen, Dave DeCastro is still a high-caliber offensive lineman. But I got to tell you, rookie Kevin Dotson has played really well, Paul. I mean, there's obviously going to be a drop-off when you go from a Pro Bowl-caliber player in DeCastro to a rookie, but it's not that much. I mean, I'm telling you, that guy has played really, really well. We'll see if that continues. I think the bigger issue, quite honestly, might be replacing Deontay Johnson. They were able to get away with it last week because Chase Claypool had that monster game. But you know the Browns are going to be aware of Claypool now. You would have to think they're going to take him away. So, you know, it's going to be up to guys like James Washington maybe. You know, Juju might have to break out a little bit. You know, maybe Ray-Ray McCloud, you know, gets a few more touches. I just can't imagine the Browns, after watching what Claypool did to the Eagles, will allow him to get free like the Eagles let him get free. So, to me, this is all about, like, James Washington, Ebron, all those other pieces who maybe didn't step up last week because Claypool was so good. I think it's going to be their turn this week.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, obviously Chase Claypool is a big weapon for the Steelers. But I think, to your point, there will be some teams who will now try and figure out how to take him away, right? I mean, I think he's not a secret anymore, and that's probably, that's probably where the Steelers will have to try and make some adjustments.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, the guy's a freak athlete. He's tall, rangy. Teams are going to start double covering him. I mean, he's right now, I think he's a Steelers leading receiver, and he barely played the first couple of weeks, so. I think people are on to him. I think that's going to open up things for Juju. I think it's going to open things up for guys like Eric Ebron, all those guys. I mean, the Steelers have good weapons around Ben. You know, James Washington might not be, a number one receiver, but he can do some damage if he gets in one-on-one situations. So I think all those guys who maybe haven't had those big statistical games so far, I think they might get a chance here, not only this week, but, you know, in the coming weeks too, because I think all the teams are going to be aware of what Chase Claypool can do after what he did to the Eagles.
Well, I think that's the biggest thing, and obviously that's one of the reasons why they, they drafted him, is because he can be such an important weapon for them, and he can be a guy that, you know, stretches defenses. But the other thing is, we've seen, Ray, he's pretty versatile. They can use him in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, so even if they are double covering him, they can line him up tight. They can get him on those sort of tight jet sweeps, you know, where, Steelers have done a really good job. They've run that play you know, on like second and short or third and short, where they just need a couple of yards. And he's such a good, he's so fast and he's so quick around the edge that it's hard for defenders to get him on the ground. So, you know, that's true, Paul. That's a really good point. Teams can try to take him away in the passing game, but they've gotten him involved in the running game too, and I think that's been a big, facet of that offense with Matt Canada's influence. And you saw it last week with Ray McLeod too. Steelers weren't having a ton of success running the ball traditionally with James Conner and McFarland and those guys, but boy, when they needed that 58-yard reverse to set up that touchdown, they got it. You know, it doesn't matter if it's traditional or if it's a gadget play, all those numbers go down with the run stats at the end of the game. So they're manufacturing it in different ways, but getting the receivers involved in the running game, I think that's been a good development here for the Steelers early this season.
Ray, thank you so much for joining us, and as always, great stuff, sir.
All right, Paul, appreciate you having me on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.